Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for September 11th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. It is September 11th. There are no words, only memories. Bells will toll from ground zero to Alaska. Today we have an expo preview video featuring FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan. Among the details of expo in the interview is that the author John Meacham will deliver a keynote address. Another keynote speaker is Jamal Cole, the founder of My Block, My Hood, My City. Walt shared that JLN's interview with Cole brought him and his story and organization to the attention of the FIA, and that prompted them to invite him to speak. There are two main groups representing women in the derivatives markets, women in listed derivatives, WILD, and women in derivatives, WIND, that have derivatives in their name. The latter organization, which traditionally represented more of the over-the-counter segment of women, has renamed itself Women in Financial Markets, WIFM, representing women, quote, across the global financial markets ecosystem, beyond derivatives, WIFM said in a press release. This is a bold strategic move by WIFM to acknowledge how their universe has expanded by rebranding the organization. Many of the women in WIFM are in organizations whose roots are in the listed derivatives markets. The worlds are colliding like never before, with dominant players like CME and ICE owning and operating both OTC and listed markets. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, honored the memory of Dr. Richard Hu, who served as MAS's third and most enduring chairman, upon his passing. MAS extended its heartfelt condolences to Dr. Hu's family during this time of loss, as does JLN. The extraordinary talent of Matt Sharp will once again grace the stage at Alto.org's Rocktoberfest, slated for October 5th at City Winery. You're invited to join Sharp on the acoustic stage, where he'll be accompanied by Chuck Mackey and Rumi Morales. Further, Matt Sharp's band Strangers and Saints will deliver its performance on the main stage, featuring a repertoire predominantly made up of his original songs. On Friday, news emerged regarding the release of a list containing the names of 39 individuals recommended for charges by a Georgia grand jury in connection with their involvement in attempts alongside Donald Trump and others to overturn the results of Georgia's 2020 election. Among these names, it is noteworthy that 20 individuals ultimately were not charged, and this group included prominent figures such as South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, former U.S. Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue from Georgia, and former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, the Associated Press reported. Despite his age, Joe Biden demonstrates his ability to craft pointed insults when it comes to his political opponents. According to HuffPost, on Sunday he targeted climate deniers, referring to them as a diminishing group of, quote, lying dog-faced pony soldiers, unquote. there is a possibility of a government shutdown occurring just before the FIA Expo, which could result in the absence of U.S. government regulators at the conference. The Wall Street Journal has published an article titled, "Staunch Conservatives Assert Influence, Raising the Specter of a Government Shutdown." The subheading highlights that House dissenters are pushing for concessions related to border security and Ukraine, while lawmakers contemplate a short-term funding agreement. Mark Daniels is starting a new position as head of prime services at Marex. Friday evening saw Morocco struck by a devastating earthquake, resulting in the tragic loss of over 2,100 lives and leaving more than 2,400 individuals injured. If you wish to contribute towards aiding the survivors of this earthquake, the Washington Post has published a guide titled "Supporting Morocco Earthquake Survivors: How to Donate." For the first time, the cost of renting a room in London has topped £1,000 a month, Bloomberg reports. That is the equivalent of $1,246, with the data compiled by Spare Room, a website that matches people seeking roommates. The United Nations has released a technical report known as, quote, "Global Stocktake," unquote, that identifies gaps in science that must be bridged and challenges that must be overcome to implement the Paris Agreement, which aims to keep a global average temperature rise this century below 2 degrees Celsius. The Global Stocktake assesses the global response to the climate crisis with the goal of improving the way forward. It is held every 5 years, and this is the first one. Learn more about the Global Stocktake and review the report with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories on Friday in JLN Options were the biggest short trader bets $30,000 on 1,100% VIX spike by February 2024. Short-dated option trading rises without shaking up overall market. Vulnerabilities in treasury markets aren't going away. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the video mentioned earlier. FIA Expo 2023 to spotlight artificial intelligence. Walt Lucan, president and CEO of FIA, Futures Industry Association, revealed that artificial intelligence, AI, will take center stage at this year's FIA Expo in an exclusive interview with John Lothian News. The Innovators Pavilion will showcase companies offering AI solutions aimed at enticing market efficiency and functionality. Additionally, AI will be a prominent theme in panel discussions during the event. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Fortune, the headline. The man who bought the NYSE just made a $11.9 billion bet that he can fast-track your mortgage for far less than you're paying now. This doesn't look like a great time to make bullish wagers on the mortgage market, what with rates hitting two-decade highs and a vertiginous fall in originations following the post-pandemic bonanza. But Jeffrey Sprecher, founder and CEO of commodities and securities trading colossus Intercontinental Exchange, market cap of $64 billion, just made the biggest acquisition in his enterprise's 23-year history on the conviction that streamlining and digitizing the paper-intensive, time-devouring task of securing loans on the nation's ranches, colonials, and condos and revolutionizing the staid ways these staples are marketed represents, as he told Fortune, quote, "the biggest untapped opportunity in financial services," unquote. On September 4th, ICE bought home loan servicing and data analytics provider Black Knight for $11.9 billion, a price that exceeded the $8.2 billion Sprecher paid for his most famous deal, the 2013 purchase of the New York Stock Exchange. My comment. The man is on a mission. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, beer capital of the world gets a $96 million monument to the drink. Belgian beer is known around the world for quality and breathtaking diversity, but until now, the country has never had a proper showcase for its brewing heritage. Designed in collaboration with Belgium's major brewers, Belgian Beer World opens on Saturday in the Bourse, a neoclassical building in the center of Brussels that used to house the main stock exchange. My comment. I have been to the Bourse in Belgium, and it is a beautiful old building. It would make a great site for Belgian Beer World. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, a grown-up daughter makes a lot of sense telling dad jokes. Nev Pratt thought of a popcorn pun, but said she'd rather keep it to herself. It's a bit too corny. The king of dad jokes is a 19-year-old sophomore at Utah State University. From her social media stage, Pratt has aired hundreds of original and recycled jokes with a cringy delivery that has drawn more than 650,000 TikTok followers and millions of eye rolls. My comment. Does she have this one? Do you know where you can get chicken broth in bulk? The stock market. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, fear of being made obsolete grips college-educated U.S. workers. White-collar employees now worry about automation nearly as much as counterparts without degrees. A rising share of U.S. workers are worried technology will make their jobs obsolete, driven almost entirely by growing fears among college-educated employees. Some 22% of U.S. workers now fear that they could be sidelined by technology, up from 15% 2 years ago, according to a survey from Gallup. While the share of non-educated workers who express concern has held steady at a little over 20% during that period, the portion of college education workers who say they're worried more than doubled, narrowing the gap that previously existed between the groups. My comment. Fear of being made obsolete has driven my entire career. It started with computers, then the introduction of the internet, when I saw college kids at Purdue with internet connections in their dorms at a time there was no dial-up connectivity yet, I knew I was in trouble. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Elon Musk has power in Ukraine. Does he know how to use it? An amateur military strategist is making life or death calls. According to excerpts from a new biography, Elon Musk last year curtailed his Starlink satellite service to prevent Ukraine from using it for a sea drone attack on Russia's Black Sea Fleet in Crimea. He worried the move could become a mini Pearl Harbor and even trigger nuclear retaliation. How am I in this war? He said to have asked the book's author, Walter Isaacson. My comment. This has crimes against humanity potential written all over it. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline is, He's Driven by Demons, biographer Walter Isaacson on Elon Musk. The writer tells Gillian Tett what he learned during 2 years spent with total access to the tech tycoon. It is late morning on Friday in Galatori's restaurant on Bourbon Street, New Orleans, a road famous for multicolored buildings and wild bars, and I seem to be almost the only sober customer in the joint. On one side of me, a group of girls dressed in Barbie pink are shrieking and waving lurid cocktails. On the other, rowdy men are hosting a pre-wedding party. Purple, green, and gold balloons hang across the restaurant, which has the ambiance of an old-fashioned French saloon. My comment. I think everyone needs to read this book to understand the risk Musk presents. Here's the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was high-frequency trading's most unconventional exercise club from eFinancial Careers. Second was Dumb Money Lampoons Wall Street Titans with a Knowing Eye from the New York Times. And third was Get to Know OCC's Government Relations Team from the OCC. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, European managers relocate staff to meet impending T+1 rules. The U.S. will require trades to settle in one day next year, leaving much of the rest of the world on T+2. European asset managers are moving staff to the U.S. ahead of new settlement rules, while others may change the working hours of some roles. The Securities and Exchange Commission is reducing the settlement time for U.S. equities and corporate bonds from 2 days, referred to in the industry as T+2, to 1 day, T+1. Time zone issues mean the rules will be even harder to meet for firms outside the U.S. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, the Bitcoin ETF is increasingly about Bitcoin itself. Court setback for SEC narrows discount on Grayscale Bitcoin Trust shares, making price of underlying asset more important. Investors have made a great deal of money betting that the Securities and Exchange Commission might finally approve an exchange-traded product that directly tracks the value of Bitcoin. Yet now that such an approval appears even closer, making much more money might be trickier. Among the best trades in crypto this year has been the narrowing gap between the price of Bitcoin and the value of the $16 billion tradable vehicle that holds the digital currency, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, just 8 exchanges handle 90% of all crypto trading volume. Concentrated markets can be good and bad, researcher says, but they can create points of failure for industry, they add. In cryptocurrency markets, liquidity is uber concentrated and has become more so over time, with nearly all of it found on just 8 exchanges. The top 8 platforms account for nearly 92% of depth, a measure of all bids and asks within 10% of the mid price, and 90% of the volume, according to Kaiko. Binance, the largest crypto exchange, has this year accounted for more than 30% of global market depth and more than 60% of worldwide trade volumes. Besides Binance, the list also includes Coinbase, OKX, and Huobi, among others. For context, there are hundreds of crypto exchanges, according to data from CoinGecko, though many of them see negligible or no trading at all. We appreciate your attentive audience to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.